This is Gulf Coast Life Arts Edition from WGCU. I'm John Davis. Thanks for joining us. Today, we're listening back to our show from earlier this year before social distancing guidelines went into effect, featuring music performed live in studio by guitarist Max Hatt and vocalist Etta Glass. We're revisiting this performance as Max and Etta's episode of WGCU's Three Song Stories podcast is set to drop tomorrow. Let's listen. I'm joined in studio by the dynamic music duo consisting of guitarist Max Hatt and vocalist Etta Glass. Their original music truly defies genre classification, but has been described as cinematic folk, also including jazz and bossa nova. Max Hatt and Etta Glass first collaborated together performing bossa nova in Montana. Their original music garnered a grand prize win at the 2014 New Song Competition at Lincoln Center in New York. They've performed all over the country and have appeared on both NPR and PBS. They have an album of bossa nova and jazz standards called Rio. Then their self-titled album came out in 2015. And in 2016, their album Ocean of Birds was recorded at Echo Mountain Studios in Asheville, North Carolina, and was produced by Pat Sansom of Wilco and Autumn Defense. That's available on iTunes, Bandcamp, Amazon Music, Google Play, so just about anywhere you stream your music online. Reviewers have described their critically acclaimed original music as mesmerizing, hypnotic, enchanting, exquisite, evocative, subtly poignant, elegantly funky, and haunting without trying to be. Max Hatt and Etta Glass, welcome to Gulf Coast Life Arts Edition.
Great to be here.
Great to be here indeed.
To engage with us and your fellow listeners about this conversation or any of our shows, find us on Facebook. We're at WGCU Public Media. On Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. Now, before we get into the conversation, let's go ahead and kick things off with a song. Tell us what we're going to hear and maybe tell us a little bit about it first by way of introduction.
Yeah. So this song, this is a song I first heard played by Willie Nelson. But it's quite a bit older than that. It's from the 20s and 30s. It was written by Hoagie Carmichael. It's a song about a song, and it's called Stardust.
Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely nights dreaming of a song. Melody haunts my reverie, and I'm once again with you when our love was new. Each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside garden wall, the stars are bright. You are in my arms, the nightingale sings its fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. Now I dream in vain, in my heart it always will remain.
And that was Stardust, performed live in studio by musicians Max Hatt and Etta Glass. I want to go ahead and start at the beginning, and Etta, start with you. Tell me about your early musical influences. I understand you're the daughter of a jazz trombonist, so I can imagine jazz was a pretty important part of your formative years.
It was, you know, and when you grow up with that, you don't always know what you're going to end up liking, because, you know, it's like it's your parents' music. So I heard a lot of big band music, a lot of, you know, kind of jazz singers that were kind of like, you know, very projecting. And so a lot of that I was like, oh, I don't know if I like that. But you kind of get all of those musical ideas in your head. And then when you come back to them, you
you just find that your ears are bigger, basically.
Yeah.
I also, my mom was a huge music appreciator, and so she says that she played bossa nova, you know, on headphones, like into her belly when she was pregnant with me. So, you know, I just had a lot of music coming into my head, and I also, you know, there was a stack of records in the basement that actually belonged to my uncle who was deceased, and I just really connected with those records. It was like Jefferson Airplane and Neil Young, and just a bunch of stuff that I just kind of discovered there in the basement. And so that all just became part of my influence.
Now, as a professional musician himself, did your father encourage you to follow in his footsteps? Like, did you know that this is what you always wanted to do?
No, you know, not necessarily. It was kind of more of an osmosis thing. In college, I majored in political philosophy because, you know, I thought that would be more practical than singing, you know. and singing was always this thing that I did as a hobby. And I just kept on doing it and doing it until it just was like the only thing that I did. So it was just kind of an organic involvement.
And were you always primarily focused on you know vocals, or did you start picking up instruments along the way, or was it always about the voice?
I do play a little bit of guitar, and of course Shaker is harder than it looks. But when I was in high school, I was in the choir, and you know the choir was like at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, so it was like everyone is falling asleep, and it was like always like, oh, you know. But at the same time, whenever I would hear the choir play, I knew that if I dropped choir, I would regret it so much because the sound of those voices together was so moving to me that I couldn't not be a part of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of how that came about.
New York Theater Guide described you as, quote, one of a kind, you cannot confuse her with another artist. At what point do you think you realized that you began to realize that you possessed and honed this truly unique voice?
I guess one thing I tell people is that it came about because I listened to a lot of Brazilian bossa nova, like João Gilberto and Nara Leão, who play this in this very conversational style. It's really about this connection. And then I also listened to a lot of Neil Young, which is kind of this juxtaposition. And somehow, perhaps, it came out of that. I'm not really sure. I never really spent a lot of time trying to sound like something in particular. You know, I spent a lot of time trying to pronounce Portuguese, you know, and so I think a lot of that vocal styling came in from there.
Did you study the Portuguese language, like,
sadly,
academically, or more just for lyrics?
Sadly, not. Yeah. You know, I had a Spanish program available to me, so I took Spanish, and consequently, I can read a Wikipedia article in Portuguese pretty well because of the you know, cognates and everything.
But, right. Interesting. Well, and I understand the two of you first joined forces performing, you know, bossa nova, Brazilian classics. I guess, what was your draw, Max, to that music as well? Because, I mean, we've heard from Ada's early childhood where that came from.
Oh, I grew up listening to all the classic songwriters of the day, like Neil Young and Bob Dylan and John Prine. And but then I was exposed to and bluegrass and what they call new grass. And that got me into jazz, basically, and some of the more melodic jazz of the day, and Keith Jarrett's and Pat Metheny's. I'm a big Pat Metheny fan. And so when it came around to writing music, I always say you kind of are what you listen to, just like you are what you eat. Mm-hmm. And the blend is kind of somewhere between jazz and folk and rock and... I studied jazz at Indiana University in David Baker's program. He had a great program there for years. So I was originally a bass player, and then I got into jazz as a guitarist because I just really wanted to learn the instrument more than the three chords that I was playing. Then I got into some Django stuff and started to learn some of those jazzy chords.
Yeah.
I remember how unusual those chords sounded to me, and you develop an ear for those kinds of things.
All right. So, well, we're going to delve more into your formative musical upbringing in a moment. But first, I want to hear another song. And once again, I'll ask you to tell us the title and maybe give us a little bit of an introduction.
Okay. So I like to say, I'll introduce this one. I like to say this is a song that everybody will knows but won't recognize initially. I think everybody will know it.
Yeah.
In the studio guests, if you're just tuning in, are Max Hat and Etta Glass. We're going to be hearing more from them performing live throughout this hour of the program. And this Saturday evening, they'll be at the Americana Community Music Association Listening Room in Fort Myers. Oh, and Max, remind me again, did you say you started on the bass before graduating to guitar?
Yeah, I always played guitar, but I had a cousin who was a fantastic guitarist, so I ended up on bass.
Oh, all right. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, studying at Indiana University, is that really where you sort of started sowing the jazz interest?
Yeah, I was studying political science, but I really wanted to get into to learn more about the music, and that was kind of the beginning of start playing out and really gigging and learning to do it, yeah.
All right, all right. And I can see that the natural extension there into the bossa nova.
Well, I grew up listening to that stuff, originally.
Okay.
Yeah, in different ways, but yeah. And so when I heard Etta's voice, I'm pretty finely tuned about these Brazilian vocals, and I thought, wow, she's really got that thing, you know. And
yeah. Well, tell me about, you know, first meeting and deciding to collaborate musically. Like, were you with another group? Were you with another group?
I had a bunch of jazz trios, bass and drums, and gigged quite a bit like that. And we did some Brazilian stuff, but it was kind of more straight ahead. But it was Latin stuff. And Etta started sitting in, and then she was so good at it that once you introduce a vocalist and good vocalist into a band, there's no going back, you know.
I don't think that's actually true, but.
Yeah, well, instrumentals are a little, anyhow. So then we were on tour and we played a lot in Montana doing Brazil, because there's a lot of art in Montana, and we worked quite a bit, but we realized that if we lived in Santa Fe, we moved to Santa Fe because there's a lot more work there. And then in the meantime, we had submitted this thing to, and I had original songs laying around that Ed had started writing lyrics to on car trips when we were going to gigs.
Because as we like to say, it's a long distance between Bossa Nova gigs and Montana.
Sure.
And then ended up getting invited to go to Lincoln Center for this NPR thing, and then we won that, and then we were kind of got to make a record of Ocean of Birds with Pat Sansone, and then we're on the East Coast a lot, so, and we still are, so.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. So let's talk about, I mean, you've kind of talked about this a bit, your approach to songwriting. You'll typically take lyrics from songs that he's already written the music for?
Yeah, or? You know, this funny thing about, instrumental music versus vocal music, I think I prefer instrumental music. I put it on and I dream. Mm-hmm. And especially in the car, you know, in Montana, you have these like just enormous, amazing landscapes going by. And you're looking out the window and it's like the window's almost like a camera that's panning across the landscape. And so what I would do is put on Max Hat's solo guitar recordings that he'd made and just kind of imagine stories and images. And those eventually turned into the lyrics. And his music is just very cinematic, and for me, it's very evocative, and so that's pretty much how that came about. And actually, the next song that we're going to do is a song. You know, when we started touring, we had to learn how to write in other states that maybe weren't quite as mountainous and interesting to look at.
Sure.
So
sad, but true.
Yeah. This next song that we're going to do is actually about being uninspired.
Oh, okay.
And by extension, about being cynical when you really want to believe. And it's called Sweet Penny Face, and we can do that now if you'd like.
Yeah, yeah. You've given us a nice intro.
So it's called Sweet Penny Face, and it was written in a very flat part of Texas.
Okay.
Can't wait, I show you my sweet penny face. Got time to kill, no time to crave. Let me sky, lay me table, I'll be a kite. You're too long later. Come on, wait with me in the shallows. In my shoes, sure have your values. Because waves will knock you off your feet. On the beach, all those sweet kids are thieves. And they're dying on accustomed fragments. They will fly on winged equations. They will lie on sticky paper. They will die a little later. But won't you make do? Thank you. said my hair lifted like the voice of Christmas past. 'Cause air whistling from my back, my heart is full of cracks and wings. As off my cracks as healthy things. Oh, it might burn under the flame. As it blew out into the drain. Standing still, it backs a statue. Sends you wishes, leave a tattoo. Try to fix the rate of truth you find. Your wages paid in cashews. My heart's full of tidal pools. It's planted minnows, flashing jewels. My soul moon.
And that was Sweet Penny Face, an original tune by our in-studio guest musicians today, Max Hatt and Etta Glass. And if you would like to comment on our conversation or engage with fellow listeners, find us on Facebook. We're at WGCU Public Media. On Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. Now, we talked a little bit about your songwriting formula in terms of making lyrics based on, you know, songs that Max has written. I'm wondering if it ever works in reverse. Max, have you ever written anything based on lyrics she's written?
I don't think so. This next tune we're going to do, Gray May Day, is actually a little different in that I wrote both the lyrics and the music. But no, I don't think I've ever, no.
He's a good lyric writer.
Yeah?
Well, I'm a different kind of lyric. But yeah, I think it'd be very difficult to write to a pre-existing lyric. I know there's people that do that.
You would at least need a line of melody or something, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't that Elton John's?
Yeah,
Bernie Taupin.
Yeah, Elton wrote to all of Bernie's lyrics. So, yeah, no, but it'd be a good challenge, though.
Yeah. Would you consider yourselves like disciplined songwriter types? And by that, I mean like setting aside a regular schedule block of time to write. Or do you just find that you're more productive when those creative juices flow, whenever it happens to be?
I think that putting a schedule together would be a really great idea.
Okay.
Unfortunately, she works 24/7 on booking and PR and things like that.
So yeah, when you're not on the road.
Yeah. We're on the
road.
But,
you know, writing on the road is really good, a good way to do things. Because it's, you know, you kind of got this constant screen moving in front of you. So, that works well.
And like you're kind of in the car, you can't go
anywhere. And you can't
anywhere
go anywhere,
else.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And especially in Texas, where you can go through sections where there's no internet. Those are the best places.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yes.
No distractions.
Yeah, and it can make it more accessible that way, too.
I think it is
be
accessible.
More generalized.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, let's hear Gray May Day.
I call you up, and you call me down. My friends are gone, but you're still around. I know you care. I don't know how, but I live this way. But over and over and over and over again. And I watch you over and over and over and over again. And I watch you over and over and over and over again. To pretend I don't feel this way. Better to lose than to love in vain. Over and over and over and over again. And I want you over and over and over and over again. And I need you over and over and over and over again.
That's all the time we have for today's program. We've been listening back to our pre-coronavirus pandemic session with musicians Max Hat and Etta Glass. Their album of original music, Ocean of Birds, is available on iTunes, Bandcamp, Amazon Music, Spotify, Google Play, so just about any online streaming service you prefer. You can find out more about them at their website, maxhatetaglass.com. That's Hat with two T's and Etta with two D's, or follow them on their Facebook page. And Max and Etta's episode of WGCU's podcast Three Song Stories drops tomorrow. If you missed any of today's show, you can always hear episodes in their entirety on our website, wgcu.org/GCL, or subscribe to our podcast feed wherever you get your podcasts. Our show today was produced by Mike Canary and yours truly. Our director is Richard Chinqui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. For now, thanks for listening. I'm John Davis. This is WGCU-FM, Fort Myers 90.1, WMKO Marco Island 91.7 FM, and PR for Southwest Florida.